This is going to be a deep dive into my soul. I'm going to be so true, real, raw, and honest with you because I know that whatever it is that I go through, being on this mission as an energy healer, as a spiritual mentor, whatever I learn belongs to you. And I've kind of been like, not gatekeeping, that's totally not the right word. Don't think I'm gatekeeping things from you guys, but as a Taurus woman, I have a lot of pride when it comes to my privacy. However, there has just been so many transitions that I've been going through in my own life that because I know through my work and through my practice and through my lifestyle, I've been able to maneuver it in such an elegant, profound, results-driven, and long-lasting change that I'm like, you know what? Everyone needs to know this. Everyone needs to know this. And this is going to be more of a high-level conversation where we're going into advanced techniques. So if you're not someone who's used to meditation, if you're not someone who's used to quieting the mind, if you're not used to diving deep into the archives of your soul, this is probably going to be a little bit overboard for you. I'm hoping that it's still not, but this is really more for those spiritualists or those who are on a particular journey. And they've been on it for a while. So, this is my exact process and how I clear out even the heaviest of blockages within my own being. So, let me just give you the full scope. I am in a process right now where I am currently expanding my capacity for wealth. And this journey has been going on for a very long time. And I constantly find myself hitting a particular wall. When it comes to wealth embodiment, that has been sometimes a struggle for me. And don't get me wrong, again, I have my days and my times where I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the best. Everyone is flocking to my business, or I'm getting unexpected income, or things are just in perfect alignment and working my way. And then there's also the other side of the same coin where I'm just like, damn, whatever I do is just not working. And even if it wasn't just for wealth, I know that you understand that kind of process and frustration where you're just like, damn, I really thought I was going to be on top of it. And I did everything I could, and it still came short for whatever reason. And you get into your head a lot during that process, and you're like, am I not good enough? Was there something that I was missing? And you have all these questions that can sometimes go left unanswered. So I'm going to tell you the exact process that I use whenever I'm proclaiming to the universe in total frustration that I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go next. I don't know how to be. I don't know what the universe wants from me and how I maneuver through that process. So it usually takes that. That is the first step, right? It usually takes some sort of proclamation to the universe, to myself, to my spirit guides, and saying, hey, I've been doing everything that I possibly can be doing. I'm feeling so worn out. I'm feeling so drained. I'm feeling so frustrated. Like, I just let them know. I vent to the universe. I vent to my higher self about what challenges I'm currently experiencing, because I'm always someone who says, as above, so below. You cannot reach these highest highs if you're not able to kind of sink down and examine the lower aspects of your own consciousness. And so I go through that process of proclaiming to the universe what it is that I'm experiencing, how it is that I'm feeling, what I've been doing. And try to have that real open honesty with the self. Now, if you are someone who has a blocked throat chakra, this process is going to be very difficult for you. Also, if you're someone who has a blocked heart chakra, this process can also be very demanding, if you will, because it's going to require you to have a certain level of honesty that you have to be able to get to. That's why I say that this is an advanced technique, because if you are not someone who knows how to decipher and understand the underlying messages of what your intuition's trying to tell you or what your emotions are trying to tell you, this process is going to be very tricky, because you're probably someone who's been lying to yourself to keep appearances. And also, in that same breath, lying to others to keep appearances. And I'll be the first one to tell you, like I told you, I'm bearing my soul in this episode. I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm someone who loves to keep appearances. I love to have a certain way that I portray myself, even if that's not exactly how I'm feeling on the inside. And I feel like there is a healthy level of that that everyone should have. But then there comes a time where you do have to have your breakdowns and you do have to be completely, totally in surrender to the process and to your emotions and to the experience in general. And when you can kind of take off your armor and just be that inner squishy part of who you are that feels like you're just being dragged through the mud and feels like you're just absolutely going through it, that then turns into the catalyst of a true long-lasting transformation. But if you can't get to that first point, there's a whole bunch of other things that we would need to do first. Okay. And if you need help going through that kind of process, then that's where I would suggest something like having a one-on-one session or enroll in the Beyond Balance program. That's going to be an amazing resource for you to tap into if you need help with just the step one. But let's say you are more advanced, you understand how to surrender to yourself, how to surrender to the universe, and you're just allowing yourself to proclaim essentially what your current experience is. Just get that all out on the table and feel like you're having like a little bit of a true face moment. From there, that's where I then allow the universe to give me some information that I have not been able to receive just yet. And in these moments, I typically do have my tools around me. So I would have already maybe smoke cleansed myself, or I would have already had a detox bath, or what I would have already done some sort of cleansing ritual around myself, around my space to allow this space to become even more sacred, to allow my nervous system and my body and my subconscious to know that, hey, this is a very safe place and a very protected place for us to have this deep DNA cellular level transformation. So I've already gone through that process. I'm proclaiming to the universe, I will have another tool by me. And typically, most recently, it has been my black obsidian crystal ball. And I love, love, love that. And I am a huge advocate for using appropriate tools when they are needed, but it has to be the appropriate tool. You can't just have any crystal for any sort of process. You have to really know what that crystal is here to help you do. And the thing about crystals is that most of them are amplifying energies. So if you don't want this issue or this fear to be amplified, you're probably going to be much safer turning to an element more like earth. So, having a rock in the palm of your hand or going outside and doing some grounding throughout this process can also be beneficial for you. Black obsidian is a little bit more of an advanced tool because, unlike other black crystals, this particular crystal is very reflective. And so, it will show you and reflect back to you your deepest fears, your subconscious beliefs, your shadow self. It will reflect back to you all the hidden aspects of you that you are not currently seeing, that you are blinded to. This will also uncover certain nightmares that you have been experiencing as well, whether they are in an actual dream state or you feel like you're truly living them in your external reality. So, because you have to have such an open mind and such a resilience through this process in which your fears may come to the surface, you have to be very discerning if you're ready to use that kind of crystal for this kind of work. But that is the crystal that I have chosen to use going through the biggest blockages of my life. And I'll hold on to that crystal. And it's heavy. Like it's huge. It's like the size of a cabbage. Like it's huge. It's heavy. And I'll lay that on my solar plexus or I'll have it on my lap because truly that those are the only two places that feel very comfortable because I can't put it on my chest. I can't put it on my third eye. It's way too big. And so I'll hold it with both of my hands and infuse all of my energy into that crystal, but also allow all of the crystal's energy to be infused by me. And I give permission to the crystal. I give permission to my higher self, the universe, my spirit guides. And from there, I just allow. I get into the receiving mode. I already was in a giving mode. I gave up some of the frustrations. I gave up some of the fears that I was already aware of. I gave up what it was that I was worried about. And I did that through using my voice. I did that through using my intention. I did that through using my emotion. I did that through using my energy. Okay. So I already gave, we already know what the table topic of discussion is. Now you give permission to have these illusions that you are believing reveal to you. That is so important. Proclaim to the universe, give them permission, and say, I am open, ready, and willing to have the illusions I am believing be revealed to me. Please, please reveal these illusions to me and be in the receiving mode. You're not pushing, you're not forcing, you're not exerting. You can pull a little bit, you can have a pulling energy, but it's really truly about getting so deep into that relaxed state and so deep into a full embodied surrender that that's where the messages can come through. And the crystal or the tool that you're using is an aid to help anchor you, but also to help facilitate this process so you're not feeling physically alone while doing so. A lot of this will be a physical symbol of that companionship or of that groundingness or of that presence. It just gives you that added sense of presence, right? So from there, and again, I'm deep diving into my own personal deepest, darkest shadows. So I'm glad that you're here and thank you so much for holding space for me. I really do pray that you are able to use this kind of information to better your own life and to help you progress in your own healing journey. So for me, when it came to wealth expansion, so that I can embody the kind of wealth that I was looking for, right? And that I knew truly that I was deserving of, but wasn't necessarily seeing it reflect in my external reality. What I received back was that I have a blockage in my sacral. And so it's interesting, right? Because when it comes to abundance or money, typically you think of the root chakra, typically you think of the heart chakra, but in my particular case, it was the sacral chakra. So for me, what does that mean? Inspiration, creativity, pleasure centers. Have I been aware of balancing my divine feminine and masculine energies? Is there still some healing that needs to be done around balancing those feminine aspects of myself and those masculine aspects of myself? Am I allowing myself to feel pleasure in life, or am I only bombarding myself through the time I spend, the energy I spend, and the attention that I spend on things that just worry me, right? Am I only paying attention to the things that are not going right, or am I fully embodying pleasure in the present moment when it's being presented to me? And it had a lot of information that moment where I was in this process. And some of the information that came to me was shame and guilt. Those were the predominant energies that were blocking my sacral. And so once I gathered all that information, and you can ask questions during this time as well, and it's a completely telepathic experience. You can also speak out loud because when you are speaking out loud, that vibration is stronger, more intense, more potent. However, if you feel that the communication can be done telepathically, totally valid as well. So, in this particular instance, I was having more of that telepathic conversation with the crystal, with the universe, with my higher self, with my spirit guides. And so, I was having conversations and asking these questions like, where is this guilt coming from? Where is this shame coming from? And it pulled me into the direction of my past, as it most often does, and showed me different scenarios of experiences that I had that created some of that guilt, that created some of that shame. Some of it was from my 19-year-old self, some of it was from my 8-year-old self, some of it had to do with particular homes that I have lived in the past. Some of it brought me back to relationships where money was an issue or there was some sort of power dynamic when it came to finances. And it showed up in the ways of words too. So, certain beliefs that I had, certain narratives that I was continuing to embody that need to be rewritten. And in those moments, I'm just like a sponge. I'm like soaking it up because all of the answers are truly within. Like truly, 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 all of the answers are within. And so I'm just getting a whole entire daily digest of what's going on internally that is creating this experience that is not preferred by me in the external physical material world. So when I go through that process, of course, emotions are the ones that are carrying these messages, right? So emotions are going to come. So I will start to feel that shame in every single cell of my body. I will start to feel that guilt in every single cell of my body. I will feel the frustration. I will feel the anger. I will feel the pain. I will feel the suffering. I will feel it all. And it comes over my body and it consumes my body. And this is where you want to be. That to me is the sweet spot. It doesn't feel great, but there is almost a solace in knowing that this is even happening because that is where the alchemy can take place. That is what needs to be present and carried up to the surface so that we can give the appropriate medicine to it when the time comes. So, this is the purging process. This is how to truly purge some of that energy from your being. And you may feel called at this moment to get up and start shaking, start dancing, start stretching. You will feel physically uncomfortable in some of these experiences. And that is absolutely necessary. You may cry. You may scream. You may start to get really hot and sweaty and shaky. You may start to feel like something's kind of coming over you. And it's nothing that woo-woo. It's just all of the suppressed emotion throughout the years. It's all of the inner children that are within you. And I say children because they come from many different ages that are still here and present, and you drag them along with you, but they're still holding you back. You can try as you might, try as you might, try as you might, try to bring them into your current reality, but they're the ones that are holding you back because they're not ready to move on yet. So when you go through this process and you're crying and you're kicking and you're screaming and you're moving your body and it's a whole entire somatic journey and you feel like you just took ayahuasca because what the hell is going on, right? That is perfect. That is true, right? It is honesty. That is healing. All right. So when this process happens and all these versions of you are coming to the surface, talk to those versions of you, right? Still moving, still shake, and still cry, and talk to these versions of you and tell them or ask them, how do you need to be seen? What do you need from me? How can I help you? And they'll come to you bearing their soul. There could be an 8-year-old version of you saying, I love that you got this new job, but I still feel insecure in what I'm able to provide in this role. And so I've been holding you back from feeling successful. And I am the one who's been creating this imposter syndrome within you. And I'm the one who's been blocking your success because I'm not ready to experience that with you yet. I'm not ready to experience it with you at all. So please, like, show me why it's so great. Tell me why this is happening. Like, I'm not feeling comfortable. So please make me comfortable. And that's when you add in your own personal medicine. That's when you add in the comfort. That's when you add in the knowledge. That's when you add in the confidence. You can infuse what that version of you needs by simply intending it, okay? By simply intending it and choosing it. And when you have such a raw, honest, vulnerable, and intimate conversation with those versions of yourself, or even just the emotions that you're having, that is the deep work that is necessary to alchemize them. And you may feel them start to become more absorbed into your being at that time. You may start to feel them disappear or dissipate, or you may start to feel a little bit lighter. And then you move on to the next one, and you move on to the next one, and you move on to the next one. And sometimes that 8-year-old version of you, that's the root cause, and that's the one that needed to be alchemized the most. And then you'll notice that the 19-year-old self went away too, because the 19-year-old version was still holding on to the 8-year-old version, and both of them are still being held on to you, right? So When you go through that process, when you get to the root source, everything else connected to that root source that you just healed or alchemized or released or understood or faced, that will also get healed at the same time. And it'll begin to integrate. That's the word. It'll begin to integrate into the you who's here, who's now, who's honest, who's vulnerable, who's surrendered, who has a plan of action moving forward, and who is actually ready to move forward with all the versions of them. Okay. So from that point, usually you might feel a little dizzy if you've been crying a lot, or usually you'll feel a little bit kind of like a husk or like an empty shell. And you're like, oh my God, like what did I just go through? Like I had just been crying for 30 minutes straight. I literally feel like I had an exorcism, or like I just feel like something really just took over me. And then you'll start to feel very raw. You'll start to feel pretty raw because that is something that was within you that has been calling to you for years to be seen and heard and felt and released and processed. And now you've finally done that process. So you will feel lighter. You will feel a little bit different. You will feel a little woozy sometimes. And that's perfect. That is totally fine. Then we thank ourselves for going through that process. Oftentimes, you may feel immense gratitude, immense relief, immense happiness. Maybe you'll even crack a joke to yourself and be like, I can't believe I just had that full-on moment. But it wasn't necessarily a breakdown. Even if it felt like things inside of you were breaking, that's more of expansion, right? Instead of breaking down, it was breaking open. You were setting yourself free. And in that way, you start to feel again a little bit like, whew, all right, like that was a lot. Honor the process in which you've just endured. You endured that, right? I've endured it. And then you give thanks to yourself. You give thanks to the process as a whole. You give thanks to your spirit guides, your ancestors, your higher self, the universe. And then from there, you'll cleanse your tools, again, using some form of maybe Florida water or smoke. Cleanse your room, cleanse yourself. And now you can start infusing again. First, we infused in a more intentional, energetic, in a different kind of ethereal space. It was almost like you went to the spiritual plane to be able to infuse the medicine within you internally. And now we want to focus on infusing the medicine externally as well. So that means getting into maybe a quick shower and just like allowing the water to purify you, and then getting a good meal in. Listening to your favorite songs, dancing, singing, bringing joy into the equation, watching a childhood favorite movie, cooking for yourself, and infusing that energy with positivity, joy, happiness, laughter, abundance, right? Feeling rich. Give yourself that aftercare because that is so important in the healing process. And if you've been digging deep and going into your shadows and doing the subconscious work and all the things, and you haven't been giving yourself aftercare, you can very easily get into a healing trap where all you do is purge, 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 release, 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 cry, 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 feel drained, feel drained, feel drained. And then nothing actually ever gets fixed or solved. Okay. There's still the whole other half of the process that you have not been doing, if that's the case for you, and that's why you're not getting the results that you're looking for when it comes to healing or self-growth or personal development. Okay. That's why you're still making the same decisions. You're still in the same cycles. You're still in the same environment. You're still fooling around with the same people that you should not be fooling around with. So you have to have that aftercare. You have to have that infusion. And from there, with a clear state, physically,
Emotionally.
mentally, and spiritually, you create the plan. And this is so crucial. You create that game plan. So that game plan can be you rewriting your life's story and literally having it on a voice memo or typing it into your computer or handwriting it, but rewriting your life story, rewriting your life story in the way of you being the hero of your own story instead of being the victim of your own story, right? We're going to go all the way since birth, all the way into where you are right now. And you can take it year by year. You can take it major scenario after major scenario and life experience, whatever. major traumatic event to major traumatic event and just write down every single thing that was a symbol of strength in that moment, a symbol of character growing, a symbol of awareness, a symbol of learning, a symbol of you becoming the version of you that you are today, feeling whole and complete, feeling happy, feeling grateful, being truly accepting of all aspects of the self. That is how you can start to rewrite your life's story. And that's not the only thing that you can do. That's just one example of a game plan. Maybe your game plan looks like, all right, I have this wealth expansion, right, on my mind. Now that I've purged this, I've cleared this, I've infused the energies that I want to infuse. Now maybe I'm making a completely different business plan. Maybe I am going to focus on this to drive certain sales in my business instead of this that I've been focusing on. You will have a bird's eye view and a bird's eye perspective of where you've been going and how you've been navigating life to then be able to make certain improvements. Okay. Your game plan can also look like you establishing certain boundaries with other people or certain boundaries with yourself. It could be a game plan for you to create a better, more solid, and consistent self-love or self-care routine. The game plan can be anything, but it has to be a plan that you physically carry out. And it has to begin that day. It has to begin that day because you already have the momentum backing you up. That's how you complete that process. And then from there, it's just all about carrying it out and it's all about execution. So this is the process that I typically follow when I'm doing what I can to release certain blockages that are hidden, that have been unrevealed, that I feel so confused by. And I'm just running on this hamster wheel of autopilot, thinking if I just do more or be more or, try to add more, whatever it is, and it's still not working, this is when I start this process. And it's deep and it's intense. It is not for the weak. Like I said, this is for people who are a little bit more advanced in their healing journey, who are able to go throughout this kind of experience and transformation, either alone or in a setting with someone who you feel very comforted by and that you feel that you are protected and nurtured and safe. So, whoever your emotional support human is or your emotional support animal is, that could be perfect for this experience. Now, when I tell you that a process like this can be so natural and actually happen in micro moments, you may not believe me, but it's absolutely true. I had that big moment fairly recently in my life, and there was a day where I was getting ready, putting my makeup on. I had just taken a shower and I don't know what came over me, but because I somewhat opened Pandora's box and allowed this releasing process to happen, I soon realized that was not the end of it. And there was more. There was still more to come. There were still reverbs. There were still echoes of this experience that needed to be have. I may have felt like I took the bulk out of it, right? But there is still more cleanup and tune-up and maintenance that needed to be done. And it came to me in a moment where I was truly in a state of not having awareness that this would even happen. Like it really kind of came out of left field. I was doing my makeup, and in the middle of it, I felt a very sharp pain in my stomach. And I just looked into the mirror, like, what is happening right now? And I burst into tears, burst, burst, burst into tears. And it To everyone else who would have seen this, no one was there, thank goodness. But to anyone else who would have seen that, they would have said that I was having like a panic attack or I was having a mental breakdown. But I knew what it actually was. I knew it was just another moment for me to purge. And this was the moment that the universe had chosen for me to purge, right? After I got myself together and I was done kind of feeling sorry for myself, I looked at myself in the mirror and I'm like, you're the baddest bitch. Like, it was just something that came over. I'm like, you are the baddest bitch. Like, you went through that. You took that like an absolute champion. Like, you're freaking amazing. You're hardcore. That was intense. That was wild. That was crazy. And I cleaned up my tears. I got myself together. I drank my water. I put the rest of my makeup on. I went to an event that I was hosting and it was a knockout. Like, it was a knockout event. And I'm like, wow, I don't know if I was able to manifest this kind of experience if I had not released and had that kind of purge. So, those micro moments can happen after you have this kind of process. So, don't be scared when those moments happen to you. Know that you are just creating more space. Because the more that you're manifesting, the more that you're wanting to receive, the more that you ask the universe for, the more space you have to have physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And I feel like it was a combination of all those things that I really needed to clear out. And there will probably be more moments where I have that echo come back and it reverbs and I'm like, whoa, what's going on with my body? But because I'm so comfortable with that process of sinking down into the depths of my soul, because I'm so accustomed to meditative practices, it doesn't scare me. The feelings that happen and the feelings that come to surface and the things that you embody, you are really present with them. So you almost are blind to anything else that could be going on around in that moment and in that time. And so you may feel like I'm just completely consumed with grief. I'm completely consumed with guilt. I'm completely consumed with shame, but it's only temporary. Emotions are only temporary because they are energy in motion. So allow that motion to happen and it will facilitate out of you. Okay. Now, if you feel like you need a safe space to share these kinds of experiences with other women who are going through the same thing, if you need a community where we have these high-level conversations with advanced techniques to help you rewrite your own story step by step to help you understand what emotions are coming to the surface and then purging them with complete surrender, then that's where I invite you to join in the Fierce Awakening Mastermind. This mastermind begins January 15th, and we will have weekly discussions just like this. And we're sprinkling in a couple different healing sessions as well to help you get from where you are right now, being knee deep in your spiritual journey. But for whatever reason, you're not able to see the impacts, the positive impacts in your external reality. It's like you haven't been able to reap the rewards of your hard-earned journey. Where you're doing as much healing as you possibly can. You're trying to be intuitive. You are working on yourself by listening to all these podcasts or going through all the healing sessions. Maybe you've signed up for coaches and mentors in the past and you're still dealing with the same problem. This is not like those times. This is very different. The energy that is circling around this mastermind is super safe, protected. And goes into the deep layers that most people are afraid to go down by themselves, right? So we're revealing these illusions. We are uncovering the truth behind certain shadows, certain darkness, certain fears. And then we're bringing them to light. We're integrating those versions of us into the version of who we are right now. And then we are actively embodying them in everyday life. I swear to you, once you join this mastermind and you experience just the very first conversation we have, your mind is going to be blown. Your mind is absolutely going to be blown, and your life will be forever changed. There's absolutely no doubt about it. Whenever I've created a program, whenever I've created a cohort or a community, it's always popped off for a reason. The women who come into my world always get massive results. It's the energy, it's the vibe, it's the truth that we're able to come to together. It's the raw, open honesty, and it's the feedback. Sometimes you really just need a sounding board. or someone who is completely unbiased to what it is that you're experiencing. And that's what makes these kinds of communities so special. So, my little special incentive for this Fierce Awakening Mastermind and for you to take this invitation and join in as soon as possible is to tag this podcast on your stories, tag me, promote it, share it with your friends and family, send me a screenshot that you've submitted it or shared it to someone else. And then you will be entered in a chance to win free entry to this 6-week mastermind. I'm literally going to give it away to someone who is very well deserving, who has promoted this and spread the word and shared it with other women who may need this kind of information. And I'm just going to gift it for free. What is so beautiful about this mastermind is that it's not another one of those coaching programs. It's not something where it's like ABC 1, 2, 3. You have to watch all these modules. You have to go through all these videos. Like, it's not like that. It's a conversation where we all get to input what it is that we're going through and take a wider lens scope of what's going on and address the truth behind why we behave a certain way, why we minimize ourselves, why we're not showing up as our fiercest self or our boldest self, why we feel so guilty for just setting simple boundaries that would help uplift us or uplevel us or upgrade us. There's also only one more day to join in the early bird. The price only goes up from there. So if you're wanting to join into this mastermind and making sure that you're securing your spot because there are limited spots, you want to make sure that you are getting in early. If this was helpful to you in any way, if this was valuable to you, I would love to hear your feedback by either writing a review, commenting, by sending me an email, or even a voice note over on Instagram. I'm here for you. And of course, go ahead and tag me, tag the podcast, and get a chance to really slip in to this very powerful mastermind that's happening January 15th. I love you very much, and I will see you in the next one.